Cypher.net. 2CQ, CQ for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is November Charlie 9 Victor. That's NC9V. My name is Leon, and my location is Hendersonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Here is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, and it is about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. It is at an elevation of about 3,500 feet, and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call NC9V. Being heard, are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call NC9V.
VW4SBX.
4SBX, NC9V. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening, Leon. Good to talk to you again. Just want to make people aware that the Greenwood, I can't remember what it's called, GRARS, is there doing a ham fest up there in Greenwood. I can't remember the date, to be honest, but just wanted to make people aware to look for it. I think it's in January, but I ain't positive about that either. But back to net control.
I appreciate you checking on that. And it is on the 10th, January the 10th. I was going to announce that. But looking at their Facebook page, it looks like it's going to be a go. So I'm looking forward to that. If I can make it, come to find out, I may have a conflict coming up. So, but I hope to see everybody there if I can. So that is on January the 10th. It's a Saturday. And it's in Greenwood, South Carolina. Any questions or comments about that? Any other announcements or bulletins for the net, please call NC9V. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net, and all stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call, name, your location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And tonight, being Friday night, we usually start with Uniform through Zulu. But prior to getting into that, we'll do the pre-net check-ins. And I'm sure a lot of you are aware there's a website, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's website. If you click on the repeaters, there's a net pre-check-in. You can check it anytime you'd like, 24/7. And we'll get your name in there. But this is run down the list of the pre-net check-ins. And at the top of that list, we have Richard. He is in Pentagrass, Georgia. KC4PLT. And as I scroll up here, we next have John, KF4CKT. He's in Honeyapath. Patrick, KC4WGG. He's in Rome, Georgia. And we have KE4VGN. That's Victor Golf November. That's Richard in Greenville. And next we have Ed4UYB. Rebecca over in Monroe, Georgia. And next we have N4DFM, that's Tony, in Richmond, Virginia. And we have Gus, AA4GH, in Punta Gorda, Florida. KQ4ZEW, or KO4ZEW. That's Ben over in Malden. And we have Lee, N4CRV, over in Simpsonville. And next we have Linda, KG4QLQ, in Piedmont. And Don, KG4PFI, Piedmont. And we have Andy, KI4LZI, in Table Rock. And next we have Andy, WA4JJZ, over in Aiken. And next we have Christine, that's KQ4ZWS, in Traveler's Rest. Then we have Jamie, KR4FHX, and Gaffney. And we have KN4RJN over at Brown Summit. net pre check in refresh. We also have Gavin. He's in Taylor's, KQ4KFK. Appreciate you coming in. Everybody, he used a pre-net check-in. I appreciate you. Hope you all have a great weekend if you're listening. And a Merry Christmas coming up, because I probably won't talk to you before then. But hope you all have a very Merry Christmas. And let's move all these to the logbook. Got them in there. And I'll do one more refresh, make sure we got them all. We do. And now we have an Echolink station. And if you all stand by 1 minute, Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Tube Internet, please call NC9V. Well, I might be having a little bit of problem with audio there. Gregory, if you have an issue there, just feel free to holler it down. I'll unkey here and give you another chance. If not, we'll come back to you shortly. But I've got you on here. Over in Greer. So if you're out there, Greg, just give me a holler. NC9V. Well, just up and do what you can, Greg. Well, I'm going to go ahead and move you in here. It's official. You're in. Now, we have all our pre-nets. We have our echo links. Now we're going to work on the uniform through Zulu. Suffix in your call sign begins with U through Z. Please call NC9V for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's Tube Internet. T.
Skin Kilo, Quebec 4, Yankee, Quebec, India. This is Jose, and I'm in Taylor, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
Only group here, Jose. appreciate you checking in, sir. Hope you have a good evening over there in Greer. KQ4YQI. Good to hear you in here. Hope to see you soon. Hopefully down at Greenwood, baby. Any other check-ins? Uniform through Zulu. Please call NC9V for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Control. Please log in. Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia on Echolink.
Glad you're in there. I appreciate you coming back to me. You just disappeared off of Echolink, so I don't know what happened there, but we got you in there, sir. I appreciate you checking in. And I hope you have a good evening. And you're in Brunswick, Georgia, not in Greer tonight. Nice. Enjoy your trip if you're on a trip. And have a great weekend, and hopefully you'll have a very Merry Christmas. You too, Jose. Both of y'all. And I'll check your uniform through Zebra. Please call it NC9B. Good night, guys. How about Alpha through Delta? If you'd like to check it in Blue Ridge Jupiter Net, please call NC9B.
NC9B. Evening, Leon. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73's to you, and all on the net.
We got you in there, KK4DMW. Noel over there at Piedmont. Appreciate you bringing along Lorena, KK4 Oscar, November Oscar. And also your daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. We're in Ware Shoals. Hope you're having a good evening. Good evening. Excuse me, I can't talk tonight. And I hope you all have a very Merry Christmas if I don't see you before. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call NC9B.
NC9B. In Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4, ACR, Terry in Moore, South Carolina. Negative, negative. Good evening, Leon.
Appreciate you checking in, sir. KR4ACR, we got you in here over in Moore. Hope you're having a good evening and going to have a great weekend and a better Christmas. Wishing the best to you and yours. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta. Before we move on to the next group, please call in CE9V.
Control. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC. Jerry in Anderson.
This is Ray, Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot, Papa, Juliet, and I'm in Woodruff, South Carolina.
Lee, KR4FPJ.
Ray, Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot, Papa, Juliet, Woodruff.
That's it there. I'm just, software's pulling up somebody totally different on that call sign for some odd reason. And it's not you. The software does it every now and then. It's kind of strange. But I appreciate you checking in, sir. I hope you have a good evening and a great weekend. And I'm trying to remember, where were you at?
I am in Woodruff, South Carolina. I've been enjoying the Blue Ridge radio network.
I appreciate you checking in, sir. And hope you have a great weekend and great Christmas. I'll get my software straightened out shortly. Any other check-ins out from through Delta, please call NC9V. Before we move on to the next group, just going to recognize Jerry here. N4DJC over in Anderson. Appreciate you checking in, sir. And hope you have a good evening. Hope you have a great weekend and a holly jolly Christmas. Next, moving on to the next group, Echo Through Hotel. Suffix begins with Echo Through Hotel, E through H. I'll get it right here in a minute. Please call NC9V.
9V. Fiat, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. I will be negative night, Leon. Thanks.
Romeo 4, Echo, KR4, EEE, Greg, in Hendersonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net, Leon.
Echo, please check KC4, GIV, Dale in Campobello.
I didn't catch your call sign over at Campobello. Can you give it to me one more time, please?
Yes, sir. KQ4DIV. Kilo Quebec 4 Golf ESV.
Over in Campobello or Gowansville. Which do you prefer, sir?
Hey, I actually live in Gowansville, but of course, that's Campobello, and that's my address, Campobello.
Appreciate you checking in. I hope you have a great evening and a very Merry Christmas to you and yours. I'd like to recognize at this point Harry, KC4EZN. Appreciate you checking in, Harry, over in Candler. Hope you have a good evening. Hope you're a little bit colder than it is here, as it typically is over in Hendersonville. We tend to be a little bit warmer than Candler. And Greg, appreciate you checking in, sir. KR4EEE over in Hendersonville. And good to hear you in there. And I hope you have a great weekend and an even better Christmas. Like I said, Dale, got you in there. Appreciate you checking in, sir. You have a beautiful evening. And any other check-ins for the Echo Through Hotel group, please call NC9V. Go to the India Through Lima. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call NC9V.
Zeke. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
9V. Leon, please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I'll be here for a comment. I hope everybody has a good night. It is a special night. KK4, JPQ.
Let's recognize James over that beautiful mountain over there in Tuxedo. K KK4JFO. Appreciate you checking in, sir. Hope everything's fine over there, and you have a great weekend, and a Merry Christmas to you. And Larry, you sound a little bit better. Don't sound as much under the weather. That's good to hear. And appreciate you checking in, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. And appreciate you bringing on Donna. Hope y'all have a great weekend, a beautiful night, and a Merry Christmas. Any other check-ins for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society Stupid Internet for Echo, excuse me, India through Lima, please call NC9B. While we're waiting for a few extra people, give a minute or two to get in here, we have an Echo Link station that's up. If you're on Echo Link, Echo Link only, and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Stupid Internet, please call NC9B.
C9V, Leon, check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood, good evening to yourself and all of the net, no traffic and no queue.
But I appreciate you checking in, and I hope everything's over there that is good in Greenwood, and hopefully I'll be laying the eyeballs on you on the 10th of January, KA4PQA, hopefully you'll be going, and hopefully I'll be going too, but... wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas, and hope you have a great weekend. Stay warm. Good to hear you. NC9V. Any other check-ins for India through Lima, please call NC9V.
Deck Control. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. I don't know if you got me in before. It's Greg in Brunswick, Georgia.
Hey, Greg, I've got you in here, and... are you on a road trip, sir?
In Brunswick, Georgia. I got a sailboat down here in Brunswick Landing.
Okay. Excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to helping do that great loop one day. It's on my bucket list. But appreciate you checking in, sir, and I've got you in there. Appreciate you. You have a very Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Stay warm. It's probably a little bit warmer there than it is here, but then again, you do have the sea breeze. Any other check-ins on the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's 2-meter net for India through Lima before we move on to the next route? Please call it C9B. We'll move on to Mike through Papa. If your suffix begins with M through P, please call it NC9B. Might be AWOL for this group. How about Quebec through Tango? Anybody want to check in for that group? Please call NC9V.
Leon, please check in with 4 Triple Bravo X-ray, that's 4 SCA, Brad in Sensenville. I'll be negative and negative, but thanks for running that, Leon.
Getting every third or fourth syllable. You're breaking in and out. If you can maybe find a really good spot and just try it one more time. I didn't quite catch anything, your name, call sign, or location. But give it a try. NC9B.
NC9B. Call is Whiskey United 2 Tango. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Name is Rusty. Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee. And I'm located in Moore, South Carolina. No traffic, no comments.
Rusty, you are in there. There's not a lot of white noise on you, but you're in there fully readable that time. And I appreciate you checking in, sir. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Rusty over there at 4. Or St. Augustine, I'm not sure which. But, and also, Brad, appreciate you checking in. Good to hear you in there also, sir, W4SBX. Good to hear you in there. Hope you have a great weekend. Appreciate the heads up about the Greenwood Ham Fest. And just 73. Any other check-ins for the Quebec through Tango group, please call NC9B.
Indeed, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha Victor, KO4RAV. This is John in Central. I'll be negative and negative tonight. I'll be listening for a little while here.
C9V. Hello, Leon. Please
Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative now. Low Russian.
In Z9V. Check in N2SWJ. This is Scott. I'm back in Greer. And I'll be negative and negative 73s to everybody on the net.
Let's recognize KO4RAV. That's John over in Central. Appreciate you checking in, John. Hope you have a good evening. And a Merry Christmas. Do we have Christopher, KO4QLG? He's over in Liberty. Appreciate it. It's good to hear you, Chris. And then we have John in 2SWJ over there in Greer. Appreciate you checking in too, sir. 73s to all of y'all. And also, hope you have a very Merry Christmas. Any other check-ins? We're just running wide open. Any check-ins, Alpha through Zulu. Any letter of the alphabet. Call NC9V. KI4DOS, and he's over in Easley, and he brings along Joy, his lovely bride of, if that's right, K3JOY. She's always easy to remember to get in the computer system here. good to hear both y'all in there, and there's another station, but before that, we get that other station in there. Just want to say 73 to both y'all. And hope you all have a very Merry Christmas if I don't see you beforehand. And stay warm the weekend and have a great weekend, too. And then we have N2SWJ, John, over there in Greer. Appreciate you checking in, sir. 73 to all y'all. And now if we could just grab that other station that doubled with Gary. Please call NC9V.
NC9V. Double with somebody I couldn't have picked a better one to double with, I guess. That being Gary, this is Kilo 4 X-Ray Bravo, K4 XB, my name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo KQ4 TBD, that's Miss Angela, Southern Greenville County, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Tommy, I almost could pull you out. Both y'all went in just about the same. But, yeah, you're right. You shouldn't have doubled with a better person. But we got you at the top, K4XB, and your lovely wife, Angela, KQ4TBD. Appreciate you both checking in. Hope you all have a beautiful evening and a very Merry Christmas if I don't see you beforehand. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call NC9B. I don't normally call absentee people, but I'm going to have to call them people. point them out. I can't do that. But missing a few people, but it's good to hear from all of y'all. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's 2-Minute Net, please call NC9V. Well, this is NC9V now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the Rag 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins in between Rag 2s. And I have Larry. He wants to make some comments. Appreciate you coming back, Larry. KK4JBQ. This is NC9V. What you got?
9V. This is KK4JBQ. Well, Leon, I just had to ask you some questions, but before I do, I will volunteer that this is my, well, I think I was first licensed in May of 2012. So that makes this my 13th year, I suppose, as a ham. and my wife, Donna, also is a ham. Her father, his name was Don, is no longer with us, but he was my Elmer, as well as my father-in-law, and a marvelous man. Showed me a little bit about what this hobby is like, and I made my first contact on this net with, after his passing, and with one of his radios. So we're kind of like that, aren't we? Lots of things, little things maybe, but lots of things are special. And I just wanted to ask, since, I don't know, I didn't count up, but you must have called the net now maybe a dozen times or so. And I just have to say that you sound so comfortable with even things like doubling and some of the crazy things that can happen. And it's just nice to listen to your net. It's nice to follow your net and how you conduct yourself. It's not everybody has the same skills or talents, and I'm not making short of anybody's contribution. Everybody who calls the net is a special guy or gal. And tell us something about yourself, if you wouldn't mind. KK4JBQ.
Did you point that out? Because I'm very similar to you in the fact that I've been a ham for a while. I can't even tell you, in the transition of my call signs, I have lost track of the first year that I got my call sign. I can tell you what the call sign was. My old call sign used to be KD4IOX, and I used to tell everybody I don't have an X. Married to the same woman I've been married to since 1991. That's when we got married. So I don't have any problems, any qualms calling it that, because we all make mistakes, Larry. And I think everybody knows that. Some people are a little bit more comfortable with making mistakes than others, I guess. And I know I make a few, and there's a bunch of net control operators on this frequency that call this net weekly that do a whole lot better job than I do. But that's okay, because everybody has their own qualities, and everybody does a good job in my eyes. And I learned a long time ago, being in the old line of work I was in public service, and you're not going to make everybody happy all the time. And some of the times, there's nothing you can do can make them happy. So I just do what I can do, and I'm happy to do it. And the amateurs that I have found have worked for the license tend to treat their license with a lot more respect, and that's why I like this hobby. And that was evident in Helene, let the repeater reset here a sec. I'll tell you who got me into doing the net operator thing was Patrick, the absentee KO4HKX. He got me into doing the net thing. Ah, come on, do it. Come on, do it. Well, I'm comfortable with it. I've talked on radios all my life, public service radios. So I know how they operate. I know a little bit about them. Not enough to go tinkering on the inside sometimes. You wouldn't know that by my license, but I do appreciate those who can do that because, like I said, everybody has their what I call a forte. What is your forte? What is the skills that you have that you do better than everybody else? Because everybody has one or has several, Larry. What do you think about that?
I tell you, I do agree with everything you said. And sometimes we do miss. We're not terribly curious. I don't know which one, the last one is a real fault. You have to be curious about things. And when you are curious, you do what I do. You just step up and ask. So, I could have imagined that you were in public service. I can't imagine that anyone would be as comfortable behind a microphone without being behind the microphone. It's a learned skill. Some folks don't know how to handle a microphone, and so they eat it. You know what I'm talking about. And that doesn't make good sound. And you certainly don't do that. You're very clear, easily understood. But the way you handled that double was as much professional as we are allowed to be, being amateurs, you know. That just said a lot. And you didn't make anybody feel uncomfortable, and you got all the information you needed from, you know, the signal that you got. I just wanted to observe those things rather than just saying real good job. I just wanted to make a point or two. And I will also end by saying thank you for jumping in here. Thank every one of you operators who keep us all together. And without the operators, I don't think, well, I wouldn't call everybody individually. I wouldn't know who else is out here. But this hobby has been a lot to me, in as much as it's composed of real good human beings. Now, I don't mean anything bad about the way I'm going to say this, but I relish conversation with good human beings. If you don't have something good to say, then just go on about your business. But if you can offer service, you mentioned Patrick earlier as being kind of an Elmer for you. Patrick is in Helene, that terrible disaster, Patrick, I imagined him on a horse with a real tight grip on the reins. He was good. He was excellent in what he did and the service that he rendered to this community all around us here. We got through that. And for those who didn't survive, we will always miss them. For those folks who made the great effort to keep everybody talking to one another, it was a comfort to me. I wasn't terribly involved. I lost power for a week or so, but I wasn't terribly involved as many were. I didn't have terrible loss like many did. But folks in this hobby stepped up and kept everybody talking together and routed some of the greatest services and help during that period of time. I was just so proud, and I will always be very proud to be a ham, because I'm in the bunch. I'm amongst the rest of you. Well, thanks again, Leon, and thank you for letting me talk a little bit. This is KK4JBQ. I'll turn it back over to you. 7-3.
Appreciate you bringing that along, Larry. I really do. And, you know, a lot of times we don't have any rag chew. And I really hate that because there's so much more stuff that we could talk about. But I'll tell you a little something about ham radio operators. I originally got a license in Charleston, South Carolina. And there's a lot of guys down there that I spoke to, but me remembering names is kind of rough, but there's some ones that stand out. And, you know, as the wind blows, people scatter and they end up in different places. And I'd like to find some of them people someday and just say, you know, how you doing? How's it been? You still got your license? Are you still on the ham radio? That kind of stuff. And I'll tell you what my philosophy on hams are. If you were to take an equal amount of hams and an equal amount of non-hams. And you put them in a box and shake them up real good. Shake them up real good. And then dump them out. And when you dump them out, they'll fall into the categories of good hams or good people or bad people. I'm going to tell you right now, you'll get a lot more good people in the ham section than you would in the other section. That's just my opinion. And take it for what it's worth. But on that note, if there's a newly licensed person out there, somebody who's just got the license or hasn't been talking that much on the radio, pick up that microphone and talk. There's a lot of good people out there to meet. They can get you turned on to things. One of the first-hand radio operators that I ever dealt with, that's when I met my public service days, that I was involved with and met and developed a friendship with, he was in the computers. He was a computer guru. And the little story is, he brought me he says, what are you doing? I said, I'm over here. He says, well, meet me at such and such location, and I got something I'll give you. I'm like, I never asked this guy for anything. Why is he bringing me something? What it was. And when he showed up, he hands me this little flat box. I said, what is it? I opened it up. It's a big old circuit board. I said, what am I going to do with this? He says, that is a motherboard. Just hang on to it, and I'll bring you some more stuff. What for? He says, we're going to build your computer. That time, I didn't have money to buy a computer. So, sure enough, next day, hey, where you at? I'm over here. He's bringing something else. A little small box. Opens it up. What is that? That's a hard drive. Okay. So, that's how I ended up getting my first computer. By an amateur radio operator that I didn't know from Adam's house cat, who called me on the radio. We got to talk to him one day on the radio, and he said, meet me somewhere. And that's how you get along in amateur radio. You meet the greatest people.
I've never heard a story like that. But you made a very good point. Hams are helpful and friendly. And when you've made a ham your friend, whichever way it started, however it ends up, they'll be with you and they'll be loyal. I've been in this hobby long enough to make a lot of good friends. I've lost some friends as well that I'll never forget. They added to my life. And they gave me something that's really hard to find. And that's someone right in front of you saying, in one way or another, I'm your friend. I'll be your friend. I'll be loyal to you. And we'll do stuff. And then I can't say anything like that without saying that there have been friends that I've missed for years now. Friends that have been unique in my experience of friendships generally, wherever I've made them, in time or place. Hams are special folks. And if you don't think you are, if you're listening here, you don't think you are special, well, let me tell you, I disagree. Maybe your time just hasn't come. But this hobby makes special people. Makes it easy to be friendly. Anyway, one other thing that I'll just be nosy. As you're aware, my wife is also a ham, not very active, but how about your spouse, your XYL, as we say?
You should answer that, Larry, just ask that. She is also licensed, and back when I was working in Charleston, the only way, this is the age before, and brace yourselves, guys, this is before cell phones. I got my ham ticket before they came out with the cell phone. So the only way she could talk to me while I was working was by ham radio. So we studied. She ended up getting her license. And she's been licensed ever since. And she goes to all the ham fest with me. We have a great time. And she don't get on the radio and talk much. She's afraid of that button. But She'll surprise you every night if she feels like it.
K4JBQ. Well, Leon, I'll tell you, the way it came to me is that my Elmer, as I said, was her dad. My first radio was after he had passed away and we were cleaning out the house. I ran into his radio wrapped up in a towel in the bedroom drawer. And I just said, I looked at that and I thought to myself, I've got to make something out of this. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to use it. And so I set about getting my first license. And I was excited. And I was really happy when I had, Gary was KI4DOS, was in the group of folks who were testing. And he asked me, so friendly, he asked me, well, you did pretty good on this. How about we take the next one? Well, now, I says, I really need to study for the next one, because if it's any harder than the one I just took, I really need to, you know, crack down on it. So I did some year later. I got my next license, and, well, you know how that goes. But I've been knowing Gary ever since I tested for this hobby. And he's high on the list. Everybody I've ever known who has been my friend, he's kind of top of the list. My wife calls him a real gentleman from the way he handled himself on the air. Now, that's a compliment for my wife, to call another man a real gentleman. But she'll hang on to it. She says, I'll just keep saying that to everybody that will listen. Oh, we could just keep talking. But I hope that you have a good night, sir. And it's been a pleasure getting to know you a little more. Hope you don't mind the drill. But if I didn't ask questions, I'd be ignorant, more ignorant than I am. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you, sir. 73.
Give Gary a minute to come in there and defend himself. But apparently your wife and my wife, this is NC9V, by the way, I haven't said that in a while. They think alike. My wife thinks highly of Gary, and unfortunately, she also thinks the same way about Patrick. So, with any amount of luck, hopefully I'll be riding with those two guys down to Greenwood if I get to go. So we always have a good time when we go. It's a blast. But I always talk to people at Christmas, and I think we enjoy picking on each other. But it's good to hear you tonight, Larry. And like I said, you're sounding a lot better. And my wife and I started in CB radio. I was all about CB radios and going to Radio Shack and looking at what they had. And, saw the book about ham radio, bought the book for ham radio, and that's where I studied my ham radio out of the Radio Shack book, and then took my initial test on my own doings. I don't remember where I took it, but just built, you know, another couple years later, actually more than 10 years later, I didn't upgrade until I moved to the mountains, and that was 10 years later, 20 years later, somehow. But anyway, I'll let you go, Larry. You have a good evening. Please tell your wife we said hey. And we'll get to meet up sooner or later, I hope. KB4JBQ and C9V with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have any other check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call NC9V.
NC9V. Kindly check in. KR4. CZI, that's Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Zulu, India, Walter Alvin Anderson. I'm negative, negative. Good evening, everybody over there.
Check in, KQ4WHN. That's Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel, November. My name is Mark. I'm in Greer. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is there, buddy.
Yeah, well, appreciate you checking in. KR4CZI over there in Anderson. Hope you're having a good evening, and hope you're going to have a very Merry Christmas and a great weekend. Appreciate you checking in, and stay warm. It's supposed to get pretty nice here the next couple days, I understand. Looking close to 70. Wow. That's in the mountains. Can't imagine what's going to be down there in the low country. But I'd also like to check in and recognize Mark at the KQ4WHN over there in Greer. Appreciate you both hanging around and listening to Storm Guys talk and be patient enough to get checked in. 73 to both y'all. The other check is Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Please call NC9V. I forgot the switch. I got to push it with my toe. I'm sitting here knocking it myself. Like I said, taking big mistakes. But anyway, let me submit my net report, and we'll get this thing all buttoned up, put a bow on it. NC9V, step up. Guys and gals, I think that'll put a wrap to it. I believe maybe Connor or, never know, maybe Shane will be calling the net tomorrow night. Appreciate you come back and give them a nice long list of names, and 73 to each and every one of you. And thank you for checking into the net. 73s, and good night to all. NC9B.